Bibles to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. I want to say up front, sometimes I like to give credit where credit's due. I was reading, and sometimes I get a thought or I find a portion of scripture, and then I go around and I read. Sometimes I read commentary books relating to that scripture, and sometimes I read sermons of different ones. And a guy by the name of Alan Carr, I believe his name, and has a website, and I was reading some of his comments, and this morning I want to take an illustration he used and even some of the points that he made, and I like to give him credit for it and apply it into the message I'm going to preach this morning. And I want to preach about Peter. And Peter had left the Lord, and the Lord had come and found Peter. And I want to look at a couple things this morning, but he was talking about an illustration. I thought how appropriate that illustration was. I've heard it before, and I don't know where it came from, but all of us at different times, we get away from the Lord. In any of our occupations, any of our lives, we get away from the Lord. Sometimes we call it backsliding, but the truth of the matter is backsliding is an Old Testament term. It's not a New Testament. A New Testament, you don't backslide. In the New Testament, what you do is you lose fellowship with the Lord. You don't lose your relationship. If you were ever brought into the family of God, you'll always be into the family of God. But you lose fellowship. The relationship will always be there because it's a blood relationship. You were adopted, a special relationship with God. He brought you in. You were born into the family of God, and by the blood of Jesus, you have been made a son of God. You can never lose that. He never forgets you. Somebody said, well, I belong to this family, but they forgot me. God never forgets you. He knows right where you're at all the time. When Peter lost fellowship with God, Jesus knew exactly where to go to find Peter. That's the hardest thing about getting away from God. You can't. One time, an old guy named Jonah got on the ship, thought he'd flee from God. Well, this pastor was telling a story about how that he had one of his members that was very faithful, and he quit. He was dreading seeing him because he was always he always would try to argue points. And he decided it was time that he went to his house and to try to get him back into church. And so he went to his house and he sat down. And when he went to his house, he invited him to sit down. And it was a cold day, and he had a big old fire and had coal and burning on the fire. And he told me, he said, I've been missing you. Just wanted you to know we love you. We've been missing you from church. The guy right off the bat come defensive, and he began to tell him how that he could live for the Lord just as well outside the church as he could inside the church. And he didn't need to come to church to be able to do the things he needed to do. And so they sat there in silence a few minutes because the preacher just couldn't find the words to say. And then finally he reached over and he got the tongs. And he reached into the fire and he got an amber, red hot amber of coal. He took it and pulled it out of the fire and he set it over on the hearth. And didn't say a word, and they sat there and they watched that red hot amber turn black and cold. And he got up and didn't say a word, and the guy was in church the next day. He got the message because what he was getting to him was this. When you get away from those things, you get cold and indifferent. You can't keep your heart warm being away from church. John chapter 21, begin reading with me if you would. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. They were together, Simon, Peter, and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast a net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith to Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked and had cast himself into the sea. The other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? And Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, and by the way, that word verily, verily, Jesus would use it when he would want to get a truth across that sometimes people would have a hard time getting hold of, and he would say, Verily, verily, 25 times he did that. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Now we know from the story, from the history, that Peter had gotten away from the Lord. Now you remember the story how that Peter had made his brags, and he had said that he would go to prison and die before he would deny the Lord. And Jesus told him that he would deny him three times. Before the cock crowed. And you know how that they came to get Jesus, and Peter, like the other, was following afar off. And therefore, the Bible says that they took Jesus. And so Peter there, he went, and he walked into the courtyard there among the Lord's enemies, and he was there among the enemies. First of all, let me say this. As I said, we all at times get away from the Lord. But if we'll be honest with ourselves, there is a place that we can go back to where we got away from the Lord. Most of the time, the place that we find ourselves is a place that we shouldn't have been. It's a place where we are there with the Lord's enemies. We're not in a place where we need to be, and so therefore we get pulled away. You remember how Peter was there and he'd gotten cold and wrong place, wrong people. It's easy sometimes to find yourself in the wrong place with around the wrong people. And so you need to understand when you get looking and thinking about if you've lost fellowship with God, stop a moment and think about the place where you lost him, where you got away. Many times you'll find yourself where you're not reading the Bible anymore, not praying as you ought, maybe not attending church. Maybe it's other things in your life that's going on. I do. I find it. And sometimes I'm amazed at how quick and how far you can get. So cold, so quick.
Yes, amen.
Then, of course, Peter not only had a place that he could go to for his failure, but he also had pain. Whenever Jesus come out of the courtyard and Peter had denied him three times and the cock had crowed, the Bible says they led Jesus out and he turned and looked at Peter. The Bible says Peter went up and he wept bitterly.
Yeah.
They sung a song about tears. It brings tears. And then we realize that Peter, he'd followed far off as the other disciples had forsook Lord. So is Peter. Now if you look, here we find Peter. He says, I go fishing. He determined that he's going to go back to his old way of life. Now that's easy to do. But Jesus went one day and he found Peter, and Peter was a fisherman. James and John was too. And Peter said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. And they left their boats and they followed him. But now Peter decides, because he's gotten cold and away from the Lord, he decides he's going to go back to his old life. Going to go back to fishing again. The Bible says in verse number 3, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. And they said unto him, what? We go with thee. You got to understand, Peter made a choice. Choices when we make, when we get away from the Lord, are usually bad choices. Choices that we make when we get away from the Lord usually allows the flesh and deals with the flesh, not the spirit. And so we look to things in the flesh. But then also, if you notice, not only do we make poor choices, we usually take companions with us. There's usually people that is involved that we bring with us. Peter said, I'm going to go back fishing. Do with this stuff. Do with preaching. Do with following the Lord. They've crucified the Lord. And yes, I feel terrible. And by the way, can I say this? When he wept and was in misery, you will be in misery. When you lose a piece of God, you're miserable. I can always tell around their home with me and Chris, it's obvious. It shows itself.
Yeah. Amen.
We get miserable. You know what they say about misery, don't you? Huh? Loves company. It seems like when you're miserable, you want to make everybody else around you miserable. But you know, Peter here, he said, I go fishing. His companions, his other disciples said, well, we'll just go with you. We'll hang it up and we'll go back too. Here's with James and John and all those that followed Jesus, and he called them out, and yet here they were. They were going back fishing. Now notice this. But they found that they couldn't go back into the old life. It just wasn't the same. They were very good fishermen. They went out, they caught fish, they knew the sea, they knew where to cast their net, they knew what time of day to fish, or night, and all those things. They knew all the things about fishing. But when they decided to go back, they caught nothing. They found out that the old life just wasn't what it used to be. Something had changed, and they had no fish. And of course, we find that Jesus here is on the bank. And the Bible tells us that they didn't recognize exactly who he was at first. But can I tell you this? Being a child of God, Somebody said, well, one of these days I've got away from the Lord and I'm going to find him again. Can I let you in on a little secret? He'll find you. He knows where to find you at. He didn't have to call up. He didn't have to ask. All of a sudden, they're out there fishing. They decide to go back to the old life, and they're out there fishing. Fished all night long, caught nothing. And lo and behold, the Lord found them. He said, why don't you cast your net on the other side of the ship? Still yet, they didn't recognize, and they cast their ship, the net on the other side of the ship. And when they brought it up, 153 fish. John said, that's the Lord. Peter, he had his old coat and had his shirt off, and the Bible calls him naked. I don't think he was stark naked. I think he just was naked from the waist up or whatever. And he jerked his coat around and jumped in the water and headed to the shore. Now remember, Peter was always the ambitious one. He was the one that he just was full of ambition, and he'll be honest with you, he's full of himself. As a matter of fact, if you go back to Matthew chapter 26, when Jesus said, all you all will be offended with me this night, Peter said, all these others may be offended, but not me. Not me. Everybody else may be offended, but I won't. I'll die and go to prison before I deny you. And Jesus said, Peter, before the cock crows, you shall deny me thrice. So here Peter is, he jumps off. Now, when he jumps off, he jumps off and he heads to shore. Then they bring the boat in, they bring the fish with him. Now notice this, that Jesus found Peter. And then Jesus fed Peter. But there were some things that Peter had to do before he got fed. He had to admit his failure. He had to go back and he had to realize and recognize. Now notice, and we know that he denied Jesus three times. And when you go back to the story, the third time, he was so adamant that he even cursed as he denied the Lord. Then we find that as he denied the Lord the third time, that the cock crowed. And so here, Jesus asked him three times. But now notice something, if you will. Go back in your Bibles in verse 15. And notice that Jesus said, Simon, son of Jonah. Now he done told Peter when he called Peter. And he asked, who do people say that I am? And then he asked Peter, he said, who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he told him, he said, no longer will your name be called Simon, but it'll be Peter, a rock. Now, the Catholic Church is built upon that he is this great stone and rock of the church. That was not. He was a small pebble. The only rock of the church was Jesus. Amen. He was the rock, the cornerstone. Amen? The church is not built upon Peter. It's built upon Jesus. Right. Now, let me say this. And notice that he, when he referred to Peter, he went back to his old name, Simon. Simon, son of Jonas. Lovest thou me more than these? I used to think he was asking Peter with these disciples, if we take these disciples that was with Jesus. Now remember, he's probably talking to Peter where all the disciples, they've all come up. They're all around the fire. They know who he is. And so here he is, and they can hear what he's saying. But now they also heard what Peter said. I used to think that he was asking Peter, Peter, you love me more than you love all these? And maybe the fishing and all that other, I used to think it was all related to that, but that, I don't think that's what he's asking. What he was asking is this. He said, one time you told me that everybody else here would deny me and be offended, but you wouldn't. Now, Peter, let me ask you, do you love me more than they love me? And Peter's sitting now on the shore. And he looks, he said, Simon, go back to his old name. Simon, son of Jonah, you love me more than they love me? More than these? And so Peter said, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. Notice what he said. He said, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him second time. Then he said unto him third time. And Peter got grieved after third time. But what Jesus wanted him to do was, he wanted him to admit, and he wanted his mind to go back to where he was at when he got away from his fellowship. Because what he had to do was go back and he had to admit and confess where he had sinned and where he went wrong. And so Peter here, three times he asked him, because three times he denied him. And so Peter here, he comes and he says, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. And so then we find that Jesus fed them. And he fed them, and he also not only fed him, he said, come and dine. And they brought fish and they laid upon the fire and they ate. You know, isn't it wonderful? Somebody said, man, I've gotten away from God. You know, I've gotten away from God. And the wonderful thing about God is, he loves us so much. It don't matter where you get. If you're one of his, he loves you. He'll come and find you. And he'll come and feed you. And he'll free you. Somebody said, he'll never forgive me for what I did. But see, Jesus will. He loves us that much. And so he told Peter, he said, come here and dine. And Peter had to own up to what he did, and he ate. And he freed up Peter, and he said, Peter, he said, let me tell you a little bit about how it's going to end up here. He said, you know, he said, I called you, and I told you to leave the fishing and come follow and go fishers and men. He said, now, Peter, I know that you're brass, and he said, I want you to understand that now that you've admitted things and now that you've gotten a place, you're going back into the ministry. I'm going to put you back. Go and use you. He said, where you always thought yourself so strong and you thought yourself so stout and you're able to do all these things, he said, there's coming a time soon when you're going to have to depend upon somebody else to help you. You know, some of the people who's coming in this morning, some of the ladies and some guys, when they were talking about the golden years, somebody said somebody must have been hallucinating back in the 70s when they called it golden years. I don't remember which one of them said that, but somebody said something about where's the gold in the golden years. I said, well, it goes to the doctor, it goes to Dennis, it goes to a few other people. But the point is, your life is going to flee. And I'm going to tell you something. As you get older, things change. I used to think myself invincible, basically, about things I could do and couldn't do. Now I got where I can't hardly do nothing. And things have changed in such a short time. Somebody asked me the other day, he said, when did it happen? I said, well, it happened for me probably just like 57. All of a sudden, just a light switch. Now, that doesn't mean because you get 57, it's going to be a light switch for you, but that's when it happened to me. But he said, now what's going to happen is, he said, you're going to go and somebody's going to have to help you. But he said, I want you to understand that you're going to do this because I'm going to put you in service and you're going to be serving me. Remember, it's not long after this that Peter preaches. And when he preaches a message, the Holy Spirit of God comes and 3,000 people are saved that day. Added to the church. But notice the last words Jesus said. He said, Peter, in verse 19, he said, this spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Now, some people say, as I've heard people say, well, he was crucified upside down. But there's no history to that, and there's no fact to that that we know of. But notice that Jesus, when he said that, he said, follow me. He said, Peter, now that I found you, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you last time when I saw you. Just come follow me. You see, he hadn't forgot about Peter. And even though Peter was trying to evade. But you know, the thing that I want you to take away from this is this. The Lord loves us so much. And when we get away from God, there's times I get away from God. God has a way of coming and finding us. And if we will admit our fault, then he feeds us and he frees us up. And he allows us to go back into doing things. Diane used to sing a song, her and Ian, that he doesn't throw clay away. I'm so glad that he doesn't throw that clay away. When we make such a mess, and we think we're broken, and we think there's no way of putting us back together, the Lord finds us, and he just puts us back together. The amazing thing about the Lord, amen. Let's stand this morning. Maybe you're here, and maybe you're away from the Lord. Maybe you've gotten cold. Maybe you're like that lump of cold. You've just gotten away from things, and you've gotten cold. You need to come. Maybe you're here, and you need to be saved this morning. You need to come. Would you come and obey the Lord, however God may deal with your heart? Would you come? Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to go through life and die without Christ? Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to do that? How about this morning? Would you come? Let him have his way this morning.